welcome to this new podcast from Joker Tone Production. Normally, I would start a podcast with an introduction, but I decided to start with your outcome of this podcast. Why should you share time with me and let me in your ear or mind? This podcast is for you if you already or want to become a self-producing artist and want to get to know more about the whole production at your own space. Because I'm from the rock and pop handmade music genre, this genre and music style will be the center point of this podcast. I've chosen four main categories to be the foundation of this podcast because I have a problem for myself. I have so many ideas and I want to bring all of them to this podcast, but still keep the focus on you, my audience, and that you can take something from the listening, from the whole time staying with me on from episode to episode. So I thought about what should you take from the time you spend with me talking to you, unknown, not in person, not in real time. So let us start with your outcome and let it maybe the reason to follow this podcast. The first is you get in-depth insights, even within that podcast, from an artist standpoint, from songwriter standpoint, and of course from an analytical audio engineer. You will gain motivation to do some of the same things to your music and your production. You will get a non-polished view and meaning about workflows and mixing tools without any kind of marketing hype. So you get my real emotions, my real thoughts about the things I use. You will learn from my faults and happy excuses. That is the nice human aspect of creating a podcast with a personal attention on making music. You will get insights into tools I used over years, some over decades, as well as at the tools I will use the first time myself. And I share you my experience and what I think about the usage. Also, you will get the perspective from someone who is not miles ahead in another universe. So more near to where you are standing, but just a bit in front so you can learn the things to make the next step in your own production journey. And of course, you can get in contact with an open-minded person that knows how the music production works in front and behind the microphone. And this is your outcome, and you will gain from that. At first, I will share with you my stories of producing my music in the first place. When it is possible, I will bring also examples from production where I work or work for with other artists as well. If they are fine by sharing their productions, then I would do that as well. I will give you tips and tricks from my experience nearly of 20 years of writing, recording and mixing music, and of course working with speech recordings like for podcasts or audio comments or all that things that goes in that direction of speech recordings and editing. The second one is that I will take you behind the scene and give you insights in topics of my content I produce for my online course offer, where I show you how you can produce your music in your own space. The third one where you will gain from are exclusive insights into my mixing process from my Mixing Insights project. There you will hear how I produce the music, how I mix them, and I talk about the whole song creation and how that get into the mixing stage. And the fourth is that you will gain from meaning and thoughts. My meaning and thoughts that go into music production, where you probably find yourself from time to time as well. Because I have the same up and downs as you. And there are many things you can do to bring you down from a higher level. And sometimes you need something to bring you up again from the near button. And I believe sharing my side with you will help you and will help me, because when I talk about that or I think about the content for an episode, I will fix some strange thoughts in my mind, and this will help me as well when I work that out for you. And before I share the main topics of the podcast with you, allow me to introduce myself a bit more. My name is Niels, original from Berlin, but I've made my home in the northern part of Germany for over a decade now. And I've been passionate about music since the millennium, and I'm currently in the process of finish my second production space where I bring my own music to life and collaborate with other artists and audio creators. So I do the recording for them, or I work online mixing, do the editing, or whatever an artist needs to create or to finish the whole process and help them to bring their music production to the next level. And while I'm not be a chart-topping producer or have worked with A-list artists, I truly believe that passion is what drives us. I share that same love for music and audio production that many of us do. My heart lies in creating handmade music in the first place, as well as producing podcasts or audio plays. And in my 20s, I studied music production at a private academy in Berlin, but soon I realized that the best way to learn was through hands-on creation and collaboration with others. And what started as a hobby in my teens has grown into a fulfilling side business, and I've been fortunate to work with some incredible, talented, and creative individuals who are passionate about their musical expressions in the same way as I do. And now you might notice that English isn't my first language, but I have decided to host this podcast in English. I find that I enjoy consuming English content a little bit more than the German ones, and I feel more connected to English-speaking communities. Plus, I believe that stepping out of my comfort zone, my native language, will help me expand my speaking skills. So this choice allows me to reach a wider audience as well and connect with people around the world that I would never get connected if I do this thing in German. So I kindly asked for your patience if my grammar or pronunciation isn't always perfect. I'm committed to improving as I create this content for both you and myself. So at this point, thank you for joining me on this journey. Let us now come to the main categories for this podcast. As I told you in the beginning, I have chosen four main categories. And the first one is audio from the Mixing Insights project. Now, I started creating my project Mixing Insights videos where I show you exactly how I mix my music, and maybe in the future as well for other artists. At this time where I record this introduction for the podcast, I produced already the first two Mixing Insights videos for a little membership site. One episode for a song of the videos take up some hours. So the first one was around 3 hours, and the next one's a bit longer. And because there is so much information inside, I decided to take some parts out of the paid membership video and bring that into that free podcast for you. So originally, the podcast idea comes from the Mixing Insights video project. And for every song I work out and Mixing Insights video, you will hear parts from that inside that free podcast. Now, the second category will be audio from my YouTube clips. As you might have recognized, I also created an online course offer, and that is called Joker Tone Course. For that course, I created a YouTube channel to share knowledge, tips, and tricks around music production. And sometimes I have content that is not 100% related only to a video aspect. So I will bring it from time to time, the audio from the YouTube clip as well to the podcast if it works without the visual aspect. This is not possible for every video I produce because I rely more than often on the how to do aspect, or I share with you the screen recording for the YouTube channel. But from time to time, I will bring the audio from that video clips if it fits for a podcast episode. The third category will be topics from my blog post. Again, for the Joker Tone Course project, I created a small blog site. I like visual content and don't watch only videos when I need help for a specific problem or if I want to understand things better, how they work. So I like reading blogs for myself as well. And so I created on my own written blog post. And I started that last year. And I like to create that, but it is also time consuming. And I believe that creating audio and video content gives me personally more satisfaction. I will still create some blog posts, written content from time to time, but will bring most of the topics into this podcast as well. Because talking about a subject or some thoughts, some meanings is a different way than write about that in a blog post. And finally, the last category is exclusive for this podcast. When I create content for my online courses, for YouTube, or for the Mixing Insights project, or when I produce on my own and I'm in the process and have thoughts about mental highs and downs, I often feel that there's some potential for a podcast episode. Just talking about what is going on, where I don't see the need for a video clip or don't want to text about the whole thing, I like to create that kind of episode. So these are the four categories you will hear inside that podcast. Audio from my Mixing Insights project, audio from my YouTube clips, some blog post or some written blog post turned into an audio recording, and the exclusive topics just for this podcast. As you may now understand my intention better, and let us come back to my problem, I have many ideas. How can I bring them into one podcast? Don't want to create more than just one podcast because it's enough work to do. And now you know myself a bit more and have the decision to share the time with me and listen to the upcoming episodes. If you would like to know more about my whole Joker Tone project, then please visit jokertoneproject.com. This is the base of my content creation and course offer, and there you will find all the links and all the information to go deeper into my project. At this website, you can also get in touch with me by using the contact form, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. So I hope I don't miss anything and you enjoyed the first introduction episode. Stay tuned until the next listening. This was Nils from Joker Tone Production. Thank you for your time and bye-bye.